From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The state reported 116 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday. It's the largest single-day increase and the first time the state has seen over 100 cases in one day. According to the state health department, 93 Alaskans and 23 non-residents tested positive. The numbers reflect results received during the previous 24 hours. No new deaths were reported over the weekend. On Saturday, the state reported 77 new cases, prompting Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink to tweet, quote, "We are moving in the wrong direction," end quote. That brings the total number of Alaska resident cases to 1,479. There have been 295 non-resident cases. 27 Alaskans are currently hospitalized due to COVID-19. There were 4 new cases reported in the city and borough of Juneau over the weekend, 1 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. How those individuals contracted the virus is still under investigation. Since March, 51 Juneau residents have tested positive for COVID-19. 6 cases are currently active. And seasonal summer workers were laid off in droves this spring as it became clear that more than 1 million cruise ship passengers wouldn't be coming to Juneau due to the pandemic. But the city has created a Depression-era-style conservation corps with Federal CARES Act funds that's already putting people back to work. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has the story.
Your on-off switch is right here. Kind of buried in there, but that'll be the first thing that you want to check. You
got also your crew leader Kanan Bosler is demonstrating how to use a plate compactor on loose gravel. Some of the members of Juneau's newly formed COVID-19 Conservation Corps are gathered around him outside the maintenance shed at the city-owned Eagle Crest ski area. Dave Scanlon is the general manager of the ski hill and helped propose the idea for the Conservation Corps to the city.
We've got a helicopter pilot, a hiking guide, a boat captain, you know, our mechanics.
He says they had more than 40 applicants for just 10 crew positions.
It's really a great diversity of people that have been affected by COVID, and their typical summer work just doesn't exist right now.
The Juneau Assembly approved $1 million in CARES Act funding for the Conservation Corps in June. The money is shared between Eagle Crest, the City Parks and Recreation Department, and Trail Mix, the local nonprofit that improves trail access around the community. At Eagle Crest, they'll mostly focus on the mountain biking trails that make up just one element of the ski area's ambitious summer development plan. The goal is to eventually turn the mountain into a year-round destination, catering to cruise ship passengers and independent travelers.
And by the time we've learned how to control the pandemic, hopefully we'll have this new infrastructure that'll be available and ready to welcome our visitors back to Juneau.
This is the second day of training for the Eagle Crest Conservation Corps, and for many of them, it's the first time they've been around this type of equipment.
It's actually pretty fun. It's lots of vibration. I feel like my arms are going to be pretty loose at the end of the day.
That's Jessica Davis. She's one of only a couple of women on the crew.
But it's a lot easier to move it around on flat ground than it appeared, but I'm sure getting up there and doing berms and stuff is going to be a whole nother story.
Davis has lived in Juneau for 8 years. She spent the last 4 summers captaining an Allen Marine whale watching boat.
I'm used to working up to 80-hour work weeks and just crazy hours, sometimes 2 a.m. starts in the morning for Tracy Arm tours, and just having a normal set schedule and having a 3-day weekend, it's going to be really nice.
Davis works part-time at Eagle Crest in the winter teaching snowboarding lessons, but she's been out of work since Allen Marine laid off most of its seasonal staff in mid-March.
I guess it wasn't really a for sure thing until Canada closed their borders to the cruise ships, and then we were like, wow, there's no ships, no tourists to go out and watch whales. So then it really kind of came to a realization that I needed to start looking for other work.
Juneau's unemployment rate was nearly 11% in May. That's normally the time of year when tourism is really picking up, bringing in thousands of seasonal jobs for the 5-month season. Since the pandemic arrived early in the year, most of the non-resident workers that typically arrive in April and May never made it here. Still, hundreds of local residents who rely on seasonal work, like teachers or ski area employees, were out of luck. Davis says she'll miss the water while she's up on the mountain this year. She's used to getting to see her favorite whales and their babies day in and day out during the summer. And the type of work will be an adjustment too.
Definitely a lot more physical work. I'll go from drinking coffee in the wheelhouse to hiking up mountains and shoveling and hauling rocks and dirt and using heavy equipment. So yeah, I'm excited for the change.
Eagle Crest plans to keep the crew working until snow falls again on the mountain. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Restaurants and local food producers in Juneau were gearing up for what was supposed to be a record-breaking tourism season this summer. Of course, those prospects are dashed now as coronavirus cases across the country continue to swell. But businesses are finding ways to sell their inventory. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
There's no one around on the boardwalk that's normally bustling with cruise ship passengers this time of year. Still, it's not exactly quiet. Tracy's King Crab Shack is surrounded by darkened storefronts, but it is open. A giant metal pot in the kitchen billows steam. Tracy LaBarge, the owner, says she didn't consider keeping the business closed through the summer.
No, that wasn't an option. You know, there's bills to pay, so do what we can do.
LaBarge has added items to the menu that are more cost-effective for local diners than her signature dish, King Crab Legs. Even so, she estimates sales are down by about 95%. And with revenue to make up, LaBarge is looking for other ways to diversify her business.
So we have definitely gone to more online sales.
And the corner of the restaurant is something new, a shipping station stacked with boxes and tape. LaBarge says they've sold online crab before, but it was never a focus. Now it's something they're going to do more of because of business necessity and customer demand. She says recently, limited online orders featuring a frozen crab leg biscuit did especially well. It sold to customers from across the country. People who visited Juneau on a cruise ship regularly stay in touch via Facebook or through her newsletter.
Surprisingly, we do get a lot of orders for Charlie. Where do we ship to? Arizona. Arizona's a big one. Unfortunately, it's so hot, we have a lot of issues, so we have to put extra ice packs in there.
But it's not just restaurants that are having to rapidly adjust their business model. Local food producers who normally sell to seasonal restaurants are having to pivot too.
It was almost like perfectly horrible timing.
That's John Kropik, one of the owners of Juneau Greens. He runs a hydroponic farm inside a garage big enough to fit a large boat. Before COVID-19 struck, Kropik had planted plenty of butter lettuce and arugula, anticipating summer sales to restaurants and possibly a small cruise ship.
When the restaurants first closed, we had kind of a week of panic and thinking about what we were going to do, because I'd say about 30% of our business was selling to restaurants.
But that panic didn't last long. Kropik had amassed a wait list for a popular community supported agriculture program, or CSA, where customers pay in advance for a weekly greens box. He says he was able to fill most of that gap selling directly to customers through the CSA and increasing sales to a local food store and an online farmer's market, which has reported tripling its sales during the pandemic. This experience could be seen as a setback, but Kropik thinks so far it's been a positive story.
I think we're cultivating an even larger customer base now.
Back at the Crab Shack, Tracy LaBarge says there's also some benefits to having a slower year. She actually had a difficult time amassing large quantities of king crab from Kodiak in the fall when she normally buys her crab.
I'm actually kind of glad it's a little bit slower because I need to hold on to it.
In the meantime, LaBarge will sell some of that product locally and in online orders for people nostalgic for their Alaska cruise.
Well, I think being here is just special in itself. You're in Alaska. You're having crab in Alaska, so it's hard to beat that. But the feedback we are getting is, people are really happy we sent it there, but they miss being here.
For now, a box of crab legs will have to do, invoking the taste of the ocean and past summer energy of downtown Juneau, even in Arizona. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
Four people are safe after a Coast Guard helicopter rescued a 59-year-old Washington State man who appeared to be suffering from hypothermia while paddling on Prince of Wales Island on Friday. That's according to Alaska State Troopers. Authorities got a distress call at about 10 a.m. from a party of two adults and two children. One of the adults, later identified as Steve Moyer, was dangerously cold as the group paddled the Honker Divide canoe route on the Thorn River. A Juneau-based Coast Guard helicopter plucked Moyer from the scene and flew him to Ketchikan for treatment. Search and rescue volunteers and the Thorn Bay Village Public Safety Officer located the remaining three paddlers and guided them down the remainder of the route, according to state troopers. This is KTOO News.